תודה נקרא חלק ומתך חלק שלו אך הוא גסקין, הוא גסק, הוא גסק חנק, הוא גסייר ואלה דיסטו אך הוא גוזו זה עולם הבא אלו שאינם חלק זה עולם הבא וזה משנה אז בהדור המבו והפלוגר, עד הסקוירח מחלות של סטנאים ואלה גוסקים פה גוזו עולם הבא, דונק גוזו עולם הבא ולגמור גוזים את What could have some hours from Rabon and I have to listen more welcome to a discussion of the Dora Mabu. Some of these negotiations are very famous. Rashi Achum has quoted them and made them famous. So the Gemara has, one of the comments the Gemara has, the Gemara has, Ishtik Kobotra Zarkoy Al Ha'orit. Right in the middle of the Amud, you could say them out. So the Gemara says that the Oynesh of the Dora Mabo was for Gili Arayi. That's what the Gemara says in Perek Adam Mishis. The Gemara has a whole sugya of the Sheva Mishis in Inerech. So it says that Inerech Hamuza is not to do Abba Gizor, Gila Arash, Gila Tzomim, Gezra, Dinim, Birchat Hashem, Eidman Nachai, all the Sheva Mishis. So the Gemara says, how do you know that this is so? So one of the Makaris in his Mari is, how do you know that there's a Mishnah? Gili Arayi, because it says, by the Mabu, that this punishment came because of Hashkos, and then this says a lot, and Hashkos didn't find Gili Arayi, and then something came out here. They were punished because of Gili Arayi, that must be that it is forbidden to violate Gili Arayi. And now the Mari picks up on that theme and says, not only, it doesn't say, Kihishchis to call them the Odom, Kihishchis to Kulo. And Zarkon says, Yishchit Kol Bosa. Kol Bosa has the connotation even a day. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says, Mamame is what a day. It's know how to look, how to be Nizana and Nim, the Shem, and Nizana. The Gemara says, Mamame, she heard the deal, Behem al Chai, Vachai, Behem. The people did. The people were Mabia, Behem al Chai, and Chai, Behem, just to be the calc of the whole world. Akol al Odom, the Odom al Akol. Mr. Behem, everything was wild. The people were doing everything in a wild set. The Gemara seems to be continuing that theme from Perek Adonisus that the Oynesh of the Dora Mabo was for the Chet of Gili Arayis, and Gili Arayis even applies to the Bein. Then the Gemara has a famous comment, four lines later, that a few lines later, how does it say? Kate Kabbat, the Balafani Gemara, has Chomas with him. The Gemara says, Chomot, Anechtem Zayinam Shom, Dora Mabo, El Al Shepashi Yidein Begezer. And then the Gemara says, Chomot, Mishneh. So this is a problem. Here it says that the punishment of the Dora Mabo was so terrible because of Gili Arayis, the reason Dora Mabo had the pain with Mishneh and Minoy. And here it says that it's because of Gezel. That's the Mekoshi, the Mashoah, as we quote earlier Mekoshi. They try to blend the two in together. Anechtem Zayinam. They really deserve the Oynesh because of Gili Arayis. But if it's Adin, with a Hasina, so that means that that's it. That it's not Shayach even to be Mitzalot, to Shayach to Gileya. So that was Allah Chomus. It was a combination of the Arayis with the Chomus together. Then Umar has the famous comment that, Imodim Choto, Behema Mechoto. Umar has later, why did I go to spoke or punish,
The whole world was created because of the human beings. And if the human beings don't deserve to be there, so the whole world is only suffering for the people. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is so angry that the people are sinning, so he destroys the whole world. And God gives him, Moshe Adam. So he prepared a chasana for his son, and he prepared everything for the Suda, and then the son died before he had a chance to die. So the parents were so disturbed over the fact that the son died, they got so angry, so he threw out all the food from the chasana. But you should invite us to come into the chasana, his son died before he had a chance to marry. So the Rebbe Shlomo was so upset that the human beings had sinned so much, and the whole world that he created, the whole beautiful world was, and was the Mishamesh, the human beings, he was so upset by human being sin, so he destroyed the whole world. Then the Gemara, so the Bavikom destroyed the whole world. Look at the Hadith, even though they didn't sin. Why? Because they're all Misham Shadim. Then the Gemara has a comment, no, but not the fish. Because the Harava Mesu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, destroyed all of those animals that were on the dry land. So the Mashmur says, the Gemara has five, 6 lines in the bottom. Because the Harava Mesu, the dog Mishabayam. The dog didn't die. And the Gemara in Zochim, the end of Masechet Zochim, has the same memory. The Gemara there raises an issue. How can it be the Dogim didn't die? The Gemara says that the rights can kill Kalaru, or the rights can be donor, that the sin was because of Nuris, because of Gili Arayis, that means the body gets hot, and the Shifnazera comes out, is burning hot, and they were punished, and my emotion. The Mabul was burning hot water. It was burning hot water, and the fish should have died. How come the fish didn't die? That is the Gemara says there in Zochim, no. The water that was on top of the dry land was burning up, and the water that was in the ocean was not burning up. The same water, like a pella on top of a pella. So this, okay. So that's what the Gemara has a tradition. Call us the Harovim, so only the animals that lived on the dry land, they died, and the Dogim didn't die. So the child, how come the Dogim didn't die? None of the animals deserved to die. The Gemara Chota Deim and Achota, but the Deim didn't see. The only reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu destroyed the whole world is because everything was created like the chasana, like the hokuda, the chasana for the son of the person, and then the son dies before the chasana, and the parents are so upset, he throws everything out, he destroys the whole kuda. You know, so the Kodesh Baruch Hu is so upset, he destroys the whole world because the whole world is for the purpose of being Misham Shod. So the dog in Shabayam also for the purpose of being Misham Shod. So how come Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't punish the dog in Shabayam? It wasn't a punishment of Damus in the first place. It was, he was so upset because the whole world is Misham Shodom. So why didn't he destroy the Dog Mishabayam also? What was the purpose of making a Nesha Gabina? Some of them version put together the Gemara before. The Gemara says before Yishchit Kavosar Zarka Al Ha'orit, the Gemara understands that there was Hashchot by the Balechayim also. Not that the Balechayim understands The Father Chaim don't understand to do such a crazy thing on their own. Human beings can have a chacham la'ara. But behemoths don't have chacham la behemoth, does instinctively. So a behemoth will be naturally drawn to the same man. It won't be drawn to another man. So the Gemara says not that the behemoths did on their own. The Gemara says, she heard you. Behemoth chai v'chai behemoth. The people were Madiyah, Mimishay, and Mimishavara. So the Zohar got upset over the people. So he punished all the people, they all died. And then he was upset. So everything that was Misham Shodom, he destroyed also. But only those who were a little bit involved in the Aveira also. In other words, the Kodashah, the Harov, and Mesa, because the people had a Shemitah on the animals, on the Harov, on the Behem of the Chayvar, on the Dog Mishabayam. They couldn't get the Dog Mishabayam to participate in a violation of a Mimishay, and Mimishavara. Practice kilko. So that's what the Mefarshim on the Anyan can say. That's why the dog in Shabayam did not die. Because they were not involved in the Yishchit Kavod to the Zayt Al Ha'aretz. Although it also means on the dry land, like over here, the Kavod. So then the Gemara says that Bani Shalom was fed up. And he tells Noah, I'm going to give 120 years. And you should give mercy to the people, tell them that they don't close to the children. There was the Dura Mabu, these people, it wasn't one generation. It's been going on and on and on for a long time. The Bereshlam gave them 120 years that Noah should try to get them to close the children. Nobody would close the children. The condition keeps on going. The Chomos, with the Arayis, with the Mindishan, with the Behemoth, everything is going on for the longest period of time. But then 120 years are up, so the Bible is upset and ready to destroy the world. So then he says, no, we're going to wait another 7 days. What's that? Just another 7 days. What does he wait another 7 days? So that's what the Gemara says on the last one. Nimaake, the 120 years were up already. So the Gemara says, pray the Achasiyesh Nila host in the camp. Who is that? So Rashi says, that was Mr. Shelach HaTzadik. The last Rashi and Kuf came from around. Commenting on the last line. Mr. Shelach was a tzaddik. So the Baruch Hu said he has to wait till after the tzaddik dies, and then he's going to bring him up. He couldn't do it very well. That's what he might have done. 120 years was, but Noah should do the chacha to the people, gave the chacha, and nothing else. Then the the Gemara goes right, so the Gemara says, is the name of the Rosh from Kilkalu, the Rosh from Yidoma. That's 15 lines from the top of Kutches and the Zeit. Rashi and Chumash, I can quote that also. The sin was the Zili Arayus, that's the Hashif Azera, so the Nehamabu was also Rosh. And then the Gemara quotes, that's 15 lines from the top. Ayidu Shivat Ayabim. So he can wait another 7 days, after waiting 120 years, and his mind is up already, and he threatened originally that if they don't do Shiva HaKami, he's going to destroy the world. So he said, he waits another 7 days. Another 7 days. He's more correct. Matthew Misho Shiva Sayana. What was the idea behind waiting another 7 days? More has different shots. Omar Abeli and Abeli Shom Mishu Selah. Shom Mishu Selah. So when Mishu Selah died, he was a tzaddik. That's how Rashi wrote on the bottom of Omar Alev. That we prayed after the answer to the husband again. He wanted to wait till Mishu Selah. God, he doesn't deserve to be punished. And the 7 days following, 120 years, that was the 7 days of Shiva of Mishu Selah. That's therefore, but the Lambda, the teaching Jewish, has saved him, Shal Tadikin, the act of the Sapurana Slava, even though the Oymish of the Mabel should have been come right away, after the 120 years were up. But nonetheless, the Rebbeinu Shalom waited till after the Hesedim. The meaning was that they delivered Hesedim for all 7 days of Shiva. Mm-hmm. Why is that so? Because it would be a bizarre to the Tzaddik Mishu Selah that they should turn out that he's not going to have Hesedim for 7 days. That's part of Shah. It shouldn't turn out to be a bizarre. So the Mashur has at least an additional snitch. The Mashur suggests in the Kedushi HaGodeh, he quotes the Nemarim Masech HaShabbat that one of the Amoroyim is in El Megalpan also. One of the Amoraim tells his Talmud that when I die, you should deliver a very warm hesed. Achim Liba has to go. Warm me up. Deliver a good hesed to Hashem Yisroelno, because I'm going to be there. Somehow the Neshama is present when they deliver hesedim for a person who passed away. So the Mashur says that they waited, the Roshon waited another 7 days, because that Satan shall produce the act of the Sakharana's love, and not only because it would be a deny for the Tzaddik that he didn't have his full due of 7 days of that Satan. No, the Tzaddik is there. He would be gone for the Tzaddik is there, because the Neshama is there. Since the Tzaddik is there, just like the 120 years, the Balashon waited. Nima Akhil, why didn't he punish them right away? Because prayed after the issue of the host of the temple. Why should wait till Yishu Selah dies? But the 7 days after he died, Kovmanda was still delivering his Satan, so his Neshama was still around. It's like they're waiting till Yishu Selah leaves completely. That is my short answer. So this is one type that the Gemara gave. What was the issue? What was the issue of waiting an additional 7 days? These are the 7 days of Abel Shem Yishu Selah, because they're delivering his Satan. The Gemara has another suggestion. Vahir Yishuva Kayonim, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so Barakah Lishiva, Shishino Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Bereishis. Normally, it says in Sheishis Medreishis, Vahiyera Zaragotcha, that the sun rises in the east and it sets in the west. That's normal. So the Gemara has a Medresh, Rashi on Kohelet, that's in the beginning of Kohelet, Rashi quotes this Medresh also, that during the 7 days of the Mabul, the Chama was going Fakir, everything was Kakai, the sun was rising in the west, and said it in the east, to show that the whole world is going to be destroyed. And maybe that's what it means, the Gemara says the second Shabbat. The Shabbat HaYamin, the Gemara is wondering why it has a Hei HaZiyah. The Shabbat HaYamin, that's something special, not just, Vayamten Hashem Lo Shabbat Yom. It doesn't say like that. It says, these 7 days, look at so it's an allusion to the 7 days of Bereishis. So in Bereishis, the Roshon set up the world, that the sun should rise in the east and set in the west. And now everything was taker to indicate that he's going to destroy the whole world. So he will give another suggestion, but that 67, Dovrak, another type. Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Manka. He gave him another grace. He told Noah, I give you 120 years to try to get him to give Tokoch, get everybody to do sugar. And then he gave them another chance, another 7 days, not that something special happened in the 7 days. He told them that, try to give Musa again, try to give maybe the last minute, maybe the 11th hour, maybe they'll be close to the sugar. The Gemara has a fourth type, the Rabbi Shulat HaYamin, that it's an allusion to Shabbat. Not the Shulat HaYamin, the 7 days, but rather the 7 days. The Shabbat is Mi'ein, or the Mabos, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was going to punish these people, the Dor HaMabul, they're not going to go for Elam HaBa, so they won't know what their mitzvahs are. But his Baruch Hu gave him, before the Mabul began, he gave him the Ein Elam HaBa. They should know what it's like, the Hanot of Elam HaBa, so they should understand what they're losing. Then the Maharsha picks up on this thing, and he comments on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is a very strange term. The Mishnah that we're discussing now, Kuv Zayin on the day, Dor HaMabul Ein Mechelek Elam HaBa, Ein Amom Din Begul. What is that all about, Ein Amom Din Begul? So the Maharsha points out a family, there are people we had before, the kings and the Torah Yosef, the Gona Vachelek and Elam HaBa, no one ever said, Ein Amom Din Begul. So we hear Dor HaMabul looks up to something worse. Not only they don't have Elam HaBa, they're not going to be Amom Din Begul. What is that that's added on over here? That's never explained in the Gemara. What it means. So the Maharsha suggests what it means like this. The characters in the first Mishnah who don't have Olam HaBa, the three Malachim and the four Haviyot who don't have Olam HaBa, but so the Baruch is going to be mounted them in the din, and he's going to show them what Olam HaBa is all about, that they should see what pleasures they would have gotten, and then he's going to bop them over the head and he's going to say, you see, you're losing your Olam HaBa. But over here, by the Dor HaMabul, he already showed them they ate Olam HaBa. The Mishnah is done with the fourth shot, that I'm not sure if it is. This is done with the fourth taich, and the Hebrew Shivat HaYamim. Shivat HaYamim is an allusion to Yom HaShvi, that Yom HaShabbat, and Shabbat is Me'ein Olam HaBa, so the Rebbe who showed them before he punished them, before the Mabul began, he gave them the time of Me'ein Olam HaBa, so they should know what they're missing later, so it won't be necessary later to be Mabul then to Din. The shot is already Oikipasim, that they're losing Olam HaBa, and there's no need to show them what Olam HaBa is all about. They were already shown before they were punished. But the other Rishonim, in the opening Mishnah, were never shown what's going to be in Olam HaBa. But part of their punishment is going to be that they're going to be Omnim Nadin. Omnim Nadin is going to be shown what it means to lose. This is Olam HaBa, and this is Gehenim, and you're not going to go there. You're going to go there. They're going to show them what the Olam HaBa is all about, that they're losing. There is a medrash in the creation Rabba on the same topic in addition to the four taishim that the Gemara has. So the medrash has another suggestion, the Hiddush of Atayamim, that the Rebbe Shalom was giving Shiva on the world. The Rebbe Shalom was giving Shiva over mankind, over the death of mankind. So the Rebbe Shalom has in his sefer, yeah, he is in the Kabbal Tanchum, Yinocham Hashem, the Gemara has two shokum, Yinocham Hashem, the Rebbe Shalom has charata, why created the world? By Yinocham Hashem, he was Mekabel Tanchumen. The Gemara has his two shot. So, it is Mekabel Tanchumen, what does it mean? He observed Shiva before the dawn. How do you, let's say a person is a Zoshi. And he's going to sit Shiva over a relative before he dies. The next thing that you have to sit Shiva. It is not such a thing. It's sitting Shiva before the person dies. Shiva doesn't begin to live. So the Reish Yerov has in the Sefer Hadrash Vehoiyot, a collection of Dush, on the Reishis, on this Parshas Reishis, on the Mabul, he has this comment. He says, when the Rebbe Shalom makes a Gemardin on the Dor HaMabul, and he says, this is a Gemardin with a Hatsina, like we had Lo'nechtam Zadin Mela La'gezo. This is a Gemardin with a Hatsina, so it's not going to be broken. And Zadin with a Hatsina is not even going to help Tila, it's not going to be broken. So everybody has the status of a godless tefillah. So once the person is already, there's a concept of a living person is already a godless tefillah. So once they've already determined, once they were declared by the Rebbe Shalom as a godless tefillah, so it's already shot for the Rebbe Shalom to sit Shiva for them. A human being who's a ghostly, so you say, what ghostly can you meet? To me, a ghostly can look at. Sometimes the person can pull through, or sometimes we make a mistake. Well, what it means? What it means is that we made a mistake, it wasn't really a ghostly. But, let's say, the designated Magin on someone, Melissa. The Gabbard Tila, her heart went in there as well, but you don't begin to observe Shiva, because the Mishnah says it's a Hedin. Earlier in Sahedin, then Gimol, that will stop everything in the middle. They'll be taking him to the base of Shiva, they'll be taking him to give him the Mishnah. So, in the last minute, someone will come up with an Einfall or Kut, and tell him stop the music and bring him back, and they'll talk to him. You can't say, let's sit Shiva because he's already in that Shiva. But over here, it was that the Magin, that's irreversible. Agava Tila, where we know the Bezer Shamayla made it my din. There's no mistake over here. And it says my din with a Hatima on it. It's not going to be reversed. So Shaykhin says, God not able, when the person is Agava Tila, when he's still alive. That's how the Medes did it. And really, Shavati Amin, the Rebbe Shalom, that Shiva on the fact that every one of us, at any Gavakshil, everyone was made by being enemies. Right. I don't know. But Kashi, we say Bavod Vishayim, no, we don't put Shiva. This letter says the Rabbanish Lam don't put Shiva. Like the Gemara said before, but the Mishnah says earlier, Rabbanish Lam cries Palan and the Roshi Palan, and he cries out when the Vishayim are administered, he says. Yeah. Right. Rather, we have such a concept sometimes that one sits shiva for a gavet kilo, we have a strange din of nidri and cherim. So nidri and cherim, the Gemara says that cherim is oisiyus ramach, that it's a curse that the bezin did, that the bezin wants you should be nichnas into the ramachi vorem shel ha'odom, that the person should die. And when the person ultimately does die, even if he dies years later, they put him in the hand today and he dies 20 years later, they attribute his death to the curse of the bezin. And the relatives don't observe shiva, just like on Halug the bezin, there's no shiva, so too on one who dies, Mishanez Minigulya, says bezin sofron the tarono. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Mordechai, what does he mean sofron the tarono? To demonstrate that he really destroyed, he really deserved Nisat Shiva. And since he deserves Nisat Shiva, there's like a column is common, like that will be bezin, that one doesn't observe a bezin. It doesn't say anything tomorrow, but that's what the Mordechai adds up. Since bezin sofron the tarono, that's to demonstrate that he really deserves Nisat Shiva. And all the halugah bezin, one doesn't observe a bezin. But the person himself, the one who's menuda, the one who's mukhram, either in cherem are two different levels. Machlech the Rishonim are the two levels or three levels. Either cherem ishamto, nachash. The Rishonim say, korot gedish, achen on nachash. So the Gemara uses that topic, nachash in the sense of the chidr de rabbonim, the rabbinical snake. Who's the rabbinical snake? He should be punished because of the cherem that the bezin did. So the Rishonim usually say that nachash, korot gedish, achen on nachash is neither cherem ishamto. So that's the same as the three words. But the Rishonim have a machlokes that it's really three different things, nidecher and shamta, three things, or the two things, nidecher and shamta is the same thing. So that's a machlokes in Rishonim, the three levels or two levels. But after the Shabbosh at the hand, the two or the three levels, whatever it is, so that it's big right in the deal on the shulchan, what it means is that the bezin makes a gemadin on the, they give him a curse, they declare him as a gabbat kilof. And then the halacha requires that he should observe avelus for himself. The person is observed on avelus on himself. This is only usually the lighter form of avelus. This is cherem or shamto, it's a more severe form of avelus, but the person is not avelus on himself. So the Gemara puts together all the dinim of nidri and cherem and shamto together with the avelus in the third parish of Mani Kotzin. So usually we learn in the Gemara the one who's menudah has to observe laws that are similar, he has to be mitzayer, to observe halachas that are similar to avelus, but usually don't identify with avelus. So the Nesid says no. When they put a person in Nidri or Cherem, they're cursing him. They declare him as a Gavret Tiva. And later, whenever he dies, even 20 years later, he attributed his death to the, 100 years later, he attributed his death to the curse of the person. So we consider him as if he were a Gavret Tiva already. And later on, it's a Mata de Cherem. That's considered like a Tchir Samechi. The Gemara says there is a concept of undoing a Nidri, undoing a Cherem. So the Nesid will understand that that's a chinav of the Kriyas HaNeshi, because Kozman is still the Nidre of the Cherem, he is considered a Gavatira, the curse is still upon him. And it doesn't mean that to be Mata the Nidre, Mata the Cherem, so that's like a Kriyas HaNeshi, they don't do the status of Gavatira, and they don't do the curse, that's all he's Gavatira. So that's along the lines of that the Rishis Rabbah, that commented on this passage, that Ahidu Shabbat HaNeshi, that in Bani Shalom, was observing Avelus over the world, before the people died, so the Rishon Lech says because they had the status of a Gavret Tiva. The Gemara said in Oman Aleph, "He hishkis kol boter as dark al ha'ores." So Rabbi Yechanan commented, "Shehirbi beima chay v'chay al beima." So the pasuk is, "All the hishkis kol boter as dark all the beima, all the people violated the duty." And all the behemoths violated the deed. Everybody was involved in this. So the Gemara says on the base, not exactly. The behemoths who were spared in the table, For only those, that's how the Gemara says, on the second white line, Amar Shmo Machmanel, Yerzim, Yerzim Shalonev the Behem Adair. The thing is, why did the Rebbeinu Shalom want seven from the Behem HaTorah and only two from the Behem HaTneah? What was that all about? The answer is, Noach understood. The Rebbeinu Shalom is going to expect him to bring a carbon later on. The Tachavit, he understood on his own. When the Rebbeinu Shalom gives you a brach and gives you extra, if you make a lot of money, so there must be a reason why the Rebbeinu Shalom is not clear to your goodness, making a lot of money. You should use it to get self-care, to support yeshivas or something. Noach understood also, if the Rebbeinu Shalom tells you to take Shnayim, only one brach and one keva from the Minyan HaTneah. And seven from the Minyan HaTneah, and what is this all about? It means the Rebbeinu Shalom wants that there should be more meaning in the Torah. There should be more behemoths, there should be more cows, and there should be elephants. No. He didn't understand it like that. He answered, Rebbeinu Shalom wants that we should think of bunnies. We should think of bunnies from the Behemoth HaTneah. The prayer for the Mabu, in fact, it brought for bunnies from the Behemoth HaTneah. So the Shaila is, but you can't think of bunnies from a Nirva. It's the Behemoth. The view of the Behemoth, Behemoth Adam, everything was involved in Gilead Rai. The Allah is Niratam, Niratam, you can't bring a Nirva. The Gemara says, no, the only ones that are in the table were those, Shalosh Shimshi, Yosh Mishalom Yabda Nadare. Says the Gemara, you know Yoda, and the second white line. The Gemara says, how did Noach know which one is a Nebda Nadare? You can't tell by looking at a Behemoth. But in Nebda Nadare, I'm not. So the Gemara gives two suggestions. Pashtus is more than two independent opinions. One is Achizah, and then one is Rabbi Abbo. So Achizah says, Hadiru Lachmiah Teva. He took all the behemoths, all the candidates. He took many behemoths, Torahs, and many behemoths, men, and he tested them all in front of the table. And he thought somehow it was noticeable the table would be covered. Some of them would be attracted to the table, and others would not be attracted. So those who were nicolized by the table, so that was an indication of the net. Those that were not neutralized by the table, this didn't work. He tried to take him into the table and just didn't enter, but that was a sin and there was never the Ba'avir. That's what Achizah thinks. And Rabbi Abbo thinks, well, must have been a different thing. Those who came by themselves were not neutralized by the table. And those who were never the Ba'avir, they didn't even have a habit, they didn't want to walk anywhere near the table. And those who were not neutralized by the table, they walked on their own. They are going the alone. This is based on the Mashur point, that is based on the Mashmurat of the Rishonis and the Sukkot. It says, Bo'ah Barach. Bo'ah Barach sounds like they came on their own, and then the Pasuk seems to imply that he was machmir to them to the table. Each one has a view in the Pasuk. The Mepharshim all talk about the problem that Rashi and Tirish al-Torah put together Achizah with Rabbi Abbo. As if you need both together. This the way Noach knew which were Loineb and Amadeir was, those who came by themselves, plus Hateva Kol Tosa. You had to have a combination of both factors. So that's what the Mephoshim find that difficult, that they don't find that in here, not in the Gemara Zvachim. In all the Gemara, where this topic is discussed, and then Zvachim is discussed, and then Zvachim, they don't find that in Mephoshim, if you say it like that, but you need a combination of both. Because you don't exactly understand why, what prompted Rashi to say, Rashi was Tirish HaChumash to say that it was a combination of both over here. He brought seven, yeah. Took him seven into the table. No, he brought three. We have a Gimel, not a lot of being a Kodma from a high. So he did it in Earth, a political. Gemara has a comment on Omer Aleph. There was on all of the behemoths who were Nebda Behem Adair. Those who were Nebda Behem Adair, and some of those were equal into the table. Was it Zera Noyach? No, Noyach was Nisa. Gemara has on Omer Aleph. Really, the Zera should have been on Noyach also. Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Chumash, Nicham Tiki Atitin, Kama, the Noyach, Mosachem, and Hashem. So the Gemara says, Son of the Beir Abishmol, that's 20 lines from the bottom. The line begins with the word son. Son of the Beir Abishmol. Afal Nath Nechtach Zayyid. It might be in the Nisa should have been theoretically on Noyach as well. Al Shemot Sechem Ve'eni Hashem Shinemar, how do you see that it's true? So you read it together. Nicham Tiki Atzitim Ve'Noyach. Abcharata, why I made the whole world, and Abcharata Noach also, I want to wipe out Noach also. However, you read it as if the word Noach would appear twice in the passage. You read it Melael and Melerah. Chamti ki asi sin de Noach. And Noach, when Noach Matzachem Yen Hashem, Matzachem means he really didn't deserve. Really, Mikra Adini should have really been punished also, but it's only Messiah's thing. So what does this mean? So the Mephoshim are not sure exactly what it means. So some say, Noach was also the Chaptam Gezal. Probably was not the Chaptam Arayus. So he was Nechtam Zadinim Allah Gezal, so maybe he was also the Chaptam Gezal. He didn't mean Gambin, everybody was Gambin. Perhaps that's why the Zera should have been on him also, but he was Nitzah because he wasn't the Baal Mun Arayus. Now they suggest, based on the Nitzah and 30 others, that it says, if you live in a generation with as prevalent as youth, so the Zera Min HaShemat, Andu Allah Musi Abolo, Ilam Ein Matchelet, Ein Matchelet, Ein Tadit in the Rishon. That's what the Gemara says, that the Zera Afal Noyach, Nechta Zadin, as a Leitlu. So Andu Allah Musi Abolo, Ilam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Manit, Ein Tadit in the Rishon. It should have been like that, but it is Noyach Matzachem, Ein HaShem, Ein Mizah Yotzim in HaKlam. So one of the Mephoshim has an interesting thing. Even Yankov on the bottom of the Ein Yankov, where we he's the author of the Chos Yankov, on the book of Tzeitra. He always refers to, he's very close to the Chos Yankov, he always refers to his children, the Seb Yankov. So he usually tries to give interpretations in the Ein Yankov and the Agaritas that are based on Halacha. So here, he writes the suggestion. He thinks that maybe Noach was also Gechav from the Gezel. Otherwise, why do they say, the other Mephoshim say it was because the whole door was full of the Zimot and Angela Mutti Bol Olam. It is Tzadik and Tzadik Agav the Rishon Mila. So the Yon Yankov suggests maybe Noach was also the Chaptin Gezel, and perhaps that's why the Rebbe Shlom told him he has to make a table. What is that all about? Because he stealth through the Gemara says in the end of Bava Kama. The person knows that he did Gezel, but the only way to do Tshuva is that first giving back the Gezel. Mata is not shy to begin to do Tshuva before you give back, before you make the Gezel. Mom Brocha says like that, and Mom Bamkana says like that. So what if the person who violated Gezel, Gozel was Salad, and then he did an e-Gozel, unless he had a shop, and he was cheating all the customers, and he says, not even shy, he didn't keep a record of how much he cheated from everybody. So he must have been Baba Kama. Yasub had to talk to a rabbi. He should give the money to a yeshiva, to the local yeshiva, where all of the people in the community send their children. Or he should put up a Beit Medrash where everybody's going to come to daven. Or he should make a water cooler, something that the public will use. So all of the people from whom he got the money will be able to be nene from that money. That's what I'm talking about. So then Shulchan Aruch, his mommy and the Baba Kama. He suggests maybe that's the story over here. Because Noach also was the Chaptan in Gezel, maybe that's why the Rebbe Shalom made him make a table to save all of the Hamers. So that's the Tzalkei Rabbah, who saved the whole world. Tzalkei Rabbah, he repaid the Gezel by giving back the team of all of the Hamers that he kept alive, the people, not the God. Okay. He couldn't give anything back to the people, but at least the world. He preserved the world by saving all of the Hamers. That's a blow from the medics,
right?
Paying back the world. Yeah, paying back the world. You should keep everything to himself. Yeah. It does not give anything back to anybody. Yeah. But it says he was the status of Alex. How can it be that they say he was also the Chaptan Gezel? I don't know. That's the Shaila. How do you understand this right? The time of the day, Shmuel Afal Noach Nechtach Zadin. Why should be Nechtach Zadin? The Pasuk says he was the status. The Pasuk Shat is Andro Lamushi Falalo.
I don't know.
Okay, thank you, Shem. The Gemara has the famous Machlokes Dina from Rashi Nachumash quote. Sari Tamim Hoya the Dei Raisav. The Dei Raisav means in his generation, if he would have lived in a generation of tzaddikim, he would have been a greater tzaddik or tzakeres. He was only a tzaddik in relationship, in contrast to the other people. If he would have lived in a generation of tzaddikim, he would have been a nobody. So that Machlokes, the Rashi quotes in the Medrash, that's the Machlokes of the Echon Rishlokes here in the Gemara. And I'm an Aleph, about 15 lines from the bottom. The Yechanan says that the right of love is our tacheres. He would have lived in a generation of tzaddikim, he would not be considered a tzaddik. The Shlokhi says, Koshki in the Dara Tachem. Rashi doesn't quote Rabbi Yechanan, the Shlokhi says, quoting the medicine. That is, he doesn't quote the name of the Yechanan and Shlokhi. He's a martyr. He's a makhloi of the Yechanan and Shlokhi. The Gemara has many agadis. The Gemara has about the Orei, the Shalach Esa Orei. A whole conversation with the Orei. And the white lines on the day. So the order of the Hatayim is against Noah. He says it's not fair. Omaloi, Shubani, Tzacha, Teshiva, Oiva, Noah. The order of Hatayim against Noah. It says, Rabbah Sonani, the Rabbah Shalom, your boss hates me. Ratos Neisani. Rabbah Sonani, your boss, the Rabbah Shalom, hates me. Then instead of bringing 7-7, he tells you that you should only bring Zachoni Keva from Boris, because Boris is a nice summit. So the Boris doesn't like you, he only brought a small amount of Oregon, just one Zachoni Keva. Now I thought they saw me, and you also hate me. Why? Why, if you're sending out a bird in order to see Hakalu Hamayim, whether the marble is all over, whether it's all clear, what are you sending out? And Ori is that there's only one Zohar on the table, so he sends out the Zohar may drop dead from the bad weather. He uses a lotion. It may be Sar HaChama or Sar HaTima. It may be cold outside, it may be hot outside, it may die because of the heat or because of the cold. The Mashur comments, the famous comments, all that going after Mashur, they all pick that up. What do you mean? It may be hot, it may be cold. What the Ori is not sure that it's hot or cold. So the Mashur says, no, the lotion, memory, Gemara has a member because there was a machlokes Rav Loid and Rav Yeshua where the petition knew the Hoyle or Rav Lutz knew the Hoyle. So Rashi and Chumash says the same machlokes Rav Loid and Rav Yeshua applies regarding the marble when did the marble begin. So when you hold him by the end, and the marble was for a whole year, you say Kurdish. At the end of the marble, were you in the middle of the winter or were you in the middle of the summer? Is it Pesach time or is it Rosh Hashanah? Is it Tishrei time? So that's why the Gemara has not that the Oris said, I may die from heat, or I may die from cold. The Oreb either said one or the other. According to one time it was hot outside, according to the other time it was cold outside. So according to one time it said like that, according to the other time it said like that. So Hatatayne getting Noyach, he complains to Noach, what are you sending me? Why don't you send one of the kosher birds to go fly around? Kosher birds, there were 7 pairs, there are 7 zubers. So even if someone is gonna die, send one bird out, another bird, you're going to be another 6 couple who will survive. But you're sending me out in earth, there's only one of me. There's only one dog and one in the cave. So if I die, then the cave won't be able to have any life. So obviously you hate me. So at the God that time, the Rabbi Shalom hates me, Rabbi Sonani, Batos Neisani, it's not fair. What's Taka the answer? So the Mashur says the answer to the time is that the Gemara says later that in the cave of the families were forbidden to be together. He says the Oris continues, and the Oris continues to complain to Noach, it must be that you have your eyes on my wife. Noach is interested in taking Mrs. Oris. Has his eyes on that. So Noach screams that the Oris, idiot, I'm not allowed to be with my own wife on the table. Well, I'm going to be with your wife. What are you talking about? You shouldn't. So the Gemara says all of the Behemoths and all of the Chayyus and all of the people were not allowed to be together with their Ben Zuk, and 3 of them violated the instructions. One of them was the Urit. So the Mashal says, this is Urit was pregnant already. So even if he drops dead as he's flying around the world, there's going to be a baby Urit. So the tradition kind of that the Urit has, that it's not fair, you hate me, what's going to be in case I die? The whole min of Ori was going to be extinct. Not going to be extinct. He was already mishamish in the table, and there is a lot on the way. Basically? That's how the Mashur adds on. Then he says, then he has another comment, that Noach probably would answer, this is a punishment. I'm putting you in the sakana, and you may die, and your limb may be extinct as a punishment because you're mishamish in the teva. So the Gemara says later on that there were three who were mishamish in the teva. The Gemara says that Chom was mishamish in the teva, Shem Chom, he asked him because of that he was punished, that their skin is colored. The descendants of Chom have the colored skin. And the Caleb was mishamish in the teva, and that's why the punishment of Caleb is that people go with dogs on a leash. You have to tie down a dog, that's the chelek of the onus of the dog. And the Orev was mishamish, it's also a punishment that when he has tashmish, he broke it. He does the rechita between the zochan and the teva. So the Gemara has this strange conversation that is going on between Noach and the Orev. The Gemara has the famous agadah. Then Noach sent out the Yono, he was a kalu amayim, so the Yono came back, and he named Ali Zayir, tore off the sila. So the pasuk shot was that the Yono had a branch from an olive tree, or a leaf from an olive tree, torn off from the tree, the sila, tore off the sila. So the Gemara says there's an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk. The sila means that the Yonah was speaking. It doesn't necessarily mean speaking words in Russian or Kurdish or English. It means he was implying something. That the ayat, the zayat, is a very sharp, a very bitter flavor. Shaka the other day discussed it. Is a zayat a double chorus? Mar never really says double chorus. Mar says that it's moro. It's neroring. It's a bitter. It's not really sharp. So the Yonah is implying, I'd rather eat zaytin, the other shalakadosh baruch hu, which are bitter, rather than to eat the delicious food that you're serving me in the Tetzah. Thank you very much, I appreciate it. All year you were taking care of me. Shkoyach baruch. But he says he would prefer, lele de matin, like he's saying, lele de chasamot, lele de matin, lele de matin, lele de haba, lele de matin, 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 Ali Zayis Torah Tzitzio, he was implying it's preferable Yehum Zanayis and Merodim Kazayis Mitzvim Biyodecho, the Yonah would prefer to have her Parnasa directly in HaShemayim from the Rabbani Shalom, rather than to have Mitzvim Kitvash and Mitzvim Biyadvot of Adam, rather than to have to rely on Noyah. Then the Gemara tells an interesting comment, Eliezer Eved Avraham, Net Shem, the son Shem Chomayata. Later, a later years, there were 10 generations between Noach and Avraham. So Eliezer, Eved Avraham, met up with Shem, and he says, Hecha Habesum, what was going on there? Give me a historical report. What was going on when you were on the table? He said, wow, we had Sargod Lahailon at the table. We had quite a job. We had to feed some vanities in the daytime, some vanities in the nighttime. And you had to stay up all day and all night, and you had to figure out what kind of food they eat. And you have to know when you give the food. And he said, it wasn't so easy. How did he know? He says the whole story. He says that there was one bird who didn't want to shepherd my father, and he just went to sleep and he didn't bother, and he didn't have to feed him. And my father gave my bracha that he should live out there. There's some shomer. He said, a nice bird. He wasn't my fear to give him a grain. And that's the pasuk in Yehud, that bird, the kachol abayom, like this bird lived. If that bird lived, was given a bracha by Noah, they should have an arichas yamim because he didn't matriach. He wasn't matriach Noah to go feed him. Like all the other behemoths and all the chayes he had to feed. And then the Gemara has that Eliezer ben Avraham, Om Hashem Rabbal Eliezer. This is a shayla Eliezer ben Avraham, the est of Shem. Now, Shane asked the Shaila of Eliezer that the Pasuk said that there was a Muhammad between the four kings and the five kings. So Avraham Avinu was successful in winning the battle against the most powerful kings in the whole world at that time. So he said, how exactly did he succeed, Shane, in this conversation that he has with Eliezer? Two different generations. One is way older than the other. Many, many years older than the other. Shem is Ben Noach, and Eliezer is Eved Avraham, so 9 generations later. So he asked him, how exactly do you succeed in winning the battle against, and Gemara Yisrael has the common, as I got it there. It says that Avraham Avinu took 318 soldiers and put together an army. So the Gemara says it's not 318. It was only Eliezer and Rebbe Avraham. That was the whole army. So Shane asks Eliezer, how exactly did you win the war? What did you do? A one-man army? And the four kings were so powerful that the five kings lost to them. How can it be that one man won? So he says, it was all Menashe Mayim that the Rebbe Shalom gave us offer. He showed us this offer. Ethan called Charba, Kashmir of Kashtoi. And it was a nest Menashe Mayim. He took offer and he threw it at the enemy and it turned into spears and it turned into swords. And that's how he won the war. But then the Gemara has the famous Agadah of the last two lines about Nochemish Gamzu. Nochemish Gamzu. So the Marshal points out that the Orech writes in one place. Why is he called Nochemish Gamzu? So he says, some Rishayim say, the Orech quotes earlier Rishayim say, that he came from the city that was known as Gamzu. So the Marshal says he doesn't understand. Why does the Orech quote such a thing? The Gemara says a different reason why. He's called Nochemish Gamzu to have a rugged, the called Gavi Salkalay. Whatever occurred to him, the greatest tragedy would occur, he would always say Gamzu the Taiva. The Marshal of the Pharisees, it's not that he came from the city Gamzu. Gamzu is two different words. Gam, ish, gam, zu. He's a man who always ruggles to say Gamzu the Taiva in the face of the greatest tragedy. To the Tana, he was the one that Rabbi Akiva learned by him. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmael had a different master that qualified to Klav, Amiga, Nisra, Ibri. So the Kiva had his tradition from Nochemish Gamzu. Not Tama Balmokhtin, he was one of the Tanoim also, the Rebbe of Rebbe Akiva. So it says, on this occasion, he was Malumet Denisim. The Gemara says on the second time, he was always Malumet Denisim, he always survived. He always had a knack of surviving through the greatest difficulties. So when the king was about to kill Nochemish Gamzu, the Gemara says, Eliyahu HaNavi came, all of a sudden appeared. And he appeared as if he were dressed up like one of the Nothin. And he said, wait a minute, it could be that this is an extremely valuable Nothin. The Gamzu didn't know what in the world to say. He just said, Gamzu was hurt. He didn't know how he was going to get out of this. Someone gave up Tilly. So, Eliyahu HaNavi comes and he appears and he says, maybe this is not offer from Avraham Avinu's time. That this is the way Avraham Avinu won the war, single-handedly, one man won the war against all of the enemies. So they said, let's test it out. So they were in the middle of a war, Itzakach, Ishtak, Gashbuchu, and it turned out that it was correct. They were fighting a war in the Sevachavshu. So they took him into the, as a reward for giving this valuable atom bomb, ace bomb, whatever. He gave such a valuable weapon to the government, this offer from Avraham Avinu. So they took him into the Beit HaOtzer of the Kesar, and they gave him the right to take whatever he wants. He can fill up this little suitcase that he brought this valuable chemical in. He can fill it up with whatever he wants. And he filled it up with gold, and he took it back. And then on his way back, so the people in the inn, the kibbutzers, who exchanged it, and they put in the offer, so they were surprised to see that he still survived. He's going to get his killed. So they said, how did it go? He said, wonderful, marvelous. Ooh, it turned out that it's also from Avraham Avinu. He didn't have his king won the war. So they filled up tons of, they knew where they took the offer in the backyard, gone. Wow, now they realize this is gold. This is, they found the oil. So they took the offer and they came to the king and they said, we have more of the same offer. Here's all valuable stuff. And it turned out that it was a fake. The Gemara says, Katlinu Lahanaviyu. So the king killed the gun off and killed the fake. A famous Agarita. Yeah. The Lashon shouldn't say didn't have wrong with me, yeah. The Gemara is paraphrasing it. Gemara is saying over what he said. So they're using the Chinese the way I need would speak, not the way I go would speak. So the Gemara gave it. What was the chet of the Dara Mabel? So the point is, Malahar Chomas. So it says, Matishochet. So the Chomas is the Gezo, Matishochet is the other, is the Gili Arayis. Ishat Kabot of the Zarka means even the Behemoth and the Chayat were Mardiya, they were Mardiya, Mindishain and Minoy. So that was the chet of the Dara Mabel, that was Gefela. And it was Nesam Zadinam, that everything has to be destroyed.
Then the Gemara goes on to Zorach Moger. The Mishnah says, we also do Zorach Moger. What exactly was the other of Zorach Moger? The Gemara says, Gefelach. The Gemara gives a whole idea. It was this, it was that, all the various kavanas that they had. The Gemara has a tradition that when you walk near the location of where the Migdal Bavel was, the Gemara says, Omar Rav, Ave Migdal Mishakeach. If you just walk near it, that's on the fifth very wide line on the top. Omar Rav, Ave Migdal Mishakeach, that it causes people to forget things. So he's saying that where did he get this tradition from? And of course, you don't know where. Alright? That's what Rav had a tradition. The Aver of the Migdal causes people to forget him. Then the Gemara talks about Anshis Toim. What was terrible about Sodom? Very terrible. The Gemara says they had everything working, everything was so wonderful for them, the Parnassus was so good, and the Teretz was growing, and everything was, Kigan Hashem, Teretz and Tan was wonderful there. So they didn't want any passers by, they didn't want any outsiders to come move into their neighborhood. So they discouraged people from coming. And they didn't want to be mocking thought, they wanted to give everybody a hard time, whether that someone would ever come. Yeah. And that was terrible. So the Gemara says that's why they deserved the punishment. Then the Gemara says part of the shtick that they did, Rabbi Yossi lived in the city Tzipor. Rabbi Yossi was one giving a shir on the parsha. And he was explaining the shtick that the Anshei Sodom did, that if someone would be a wealthy person and they would hide their money, so they would put a fragrant scent on someone else's money, and then they'd be able to smell it. When people would hide their money under the ground, they'd be able to smell it, and their dogs to smell where it is. And then they would dig up the money. So Rabbi Yossi was explaining this in his weekly shir on Parshas HaShavua. So Rabbi Yossi demands that the Balabatma comes to shir a walk through Medina. So not Ganovi. Never occurred to him that he's going to have Ganovi in the shir. But then the next week, it turned out that there were 300 neighbors in the city using this stick. They used this stick that they put the perfume on people's money, and then they were able to find where the money was hiding under the ground. So the people complained to Rabbi Yossi, you opened the way for all the Ganam. You told them the secret, how to hold up people. So he said to them, Amalahu, 3 lines in the bottom. Ye have done those to Gandhi, so me find found that Ganov and come to my Shia. I thought the Bnei Torah come to the Shia. Didn't occur to me that I'm going to tell them how the Anshi Stone pulled off their stick and they're going to use the same stick. The Gemara has a comment, this is really a Moed Putin, the second line from Gandhi. Not Nashi, the Rabbi Yossi, when Rabbi Yossi passed away, the Gemara has a whole list there, Amori Kutna, and that dog, so paying the thing. Gemara says, when this Tzadik died, when this Tanim, and that Amori died, so the whole world was demonstrating that they were mourning over the death of the Tzadik, and Gemara says different things. Bridges were breaking, and buildings were falling down, and trees were collapsing, and all kinds of things. And it was hailing, and snowing, and raining, all kinds of various things, as the Sinim and Hashemayim, that the whole world is in mourning over the death of the Tzadik. So Rabbi Yossi passed away, he lived in the city Tzipori, so to demonstrate in Hashemayim that the Rav said over the passing of the Tzadik. So what happened was, Shafi Ma'zedi to Tzipori, Doma. The drain pipe from the roof that it carried down the water, so instead of carrying down water, it was bleeding. What does that supposed to mean when it was bleeding? Very strange demand. So I saw the Ben Ishchai doesn't think it to be taken literally at all. He thinks what it probably means is that the people were crying. That they were bleeding, and the logic was that person was bleeding. He didn't feel very bad. Everybody was crying. I said, Ma'zezi. He doesn't think that Ma'zezi means a drain pipe. It's like people usually cry. Here they were bleeding in their hearts. Or he suggests another shot. Maybe it means that the day that he passed away, it was pouring rain. And the rain came down the drain pipe, maybe there was some kind of dye, or the paint came off, the paint from the drain pipe came off, and it looked as if it was blood. Maybe that's what happened in Hashemayim, that the rain was dyed the red, so it looked as if it was bleeding. It happened that it was bleeding. It doesn't fit in with the rest of the Gemara there, no trouble. Everything was just say, the bridges broke and the trees fell down, and all the various things happened. But it doesn't say that Nisim happened.
That's why the Ben Ishkai thinks that the new Gemara also shouldn't be understood like that. So it's in the same doubt, and that's what that one of Tanoim and Amorim testing with. I mean, our Shemaim, they demonstrated that they learn more. Then Gemara gives good more. What was it that in Sodom, they didn't have any law and order? In Sodom, there was no law. So the Gemara says, no, there was law, but it was so crazy. It was all sedate. It was terrible. So the Gemara says they had a kakai system of law, that everything was fakert, everything was counter to common sense. Common sense dictated fakert. So the Gemara says everything was wrong, and that was terrible. If you don't have a legal system, it's a halakhic story. Have a corrupt legal system built into the system that everything is wrong. So the Gemara gives different mishalim of terrible laws that they had in Sodom. The Gemara has the famous Agadah at that 10 lines from the top of Kuptes on the day. Arba Daini Hayud is Dom. There were 4 Dayanim. One guy's name was Shakroi. One past one. The other one's name was Shakru Roy. Vaita Afeke. Zaise. Forja. Or Matsli Dina. Matsli Dina. He misrepresented it. So the Gemara gives different stuff from that day. Crazy stuff from that day. That are just terrible. The Gemara tells us that the dead used to have a bed. Well, some bloodmen were destroyed them. The first of all, try to understand what's the story of the dead. Even when you have an evil, what's all these strange stories that you have to have some logic to it. What was the logic behind all of the crazy legal system that they had in Sodom? The Gemara says they had this bed, so the person would come. That's the last narrow line on Kuf Tes on the day. Havi Elohu Paraisa. He said that they have a Magan Allah Orchim. When the guests pretend, they wanted to discourage guests from visiting self. They wanted to be self-contained. They wanted the financial was so good, they didn't want any outsiders to come in. It discouraged it because if the people were too long, so they would, what does he say? Guy delay. They would cut off his leg. If he's too short, mask and leg, they would stretch him out. Wasn't it? So what was that all about? So the Gemara tells a story on one occasion, Eliezer Eved Avram, that's the tradition. Eliezer Eved Avram on one occasion visited Sodom. So they had a law in Sodom. What happened? The third white line. Kol man demazim gavel behilula, whoever invites a stranger to a party, Rishla, called Man the Mazin Gavin Bay, Rishla Lima. Whoever invites a stranger to come to the party, they should take off his clothes. A punishment for the one who invites a stranger is that you take off his clothes. So, on one occasion, Eliezer Eved Avram, Havi Haikin Lula, there was a party, Eliezer happens to come in. Nobody gave him any food. If he's going to give him food, it's against the law. Is they going to take your clothes? So he, Eliezer Eved Avram, was a wise guy, so he sits down at the end of the table. And someone says to him, who invited you? And he says, this guy invited me. The guy next to him. He just invited me. So the guy says, I did not. And he ran away because he was afraid that they're going to take off his clothes. So he moves over to the next seat. So they start to ask him again, who invited you? And he says, this guy. Each one he sits next to him, he says, this guy invited me. The guy ran away because he was afraid they're going to take his clothes. And it wasn't true. He hadn't invited him. He did the shtick to everybody, took him out, everybody had left. And then before they realized what was going on, there was one wise guy, so he ate up all the food that was there. So the Gemara tells you how he outsmarted it. But most of the guests who came weren't able to outsmart. But that was the punishment of some was because of the corrupt legal system. So the Gemara has the machlokes hatanoim regarding Adas Korach, whether Yechon Chelot Olam Abo, Elam Chelot Olam Abo. So the Rebbe is very strict. The Rebbe says, no Elam Abo. Not for the Adas Korach. Rebbe Lezer says, no. Lezer says, Hashem Eidus Mahamor Shol Vayol. Adas Korach went down into Gehenna and they're going to come back up. Same Achlez, Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Akiva. Then he more goes into the Agadita of Korach Vadoso. Some of these are more famous than the others. The Gemara says sometimes the wife saves the husband. The Gemara on Kuf Yud Amid Aleph, that's 15 lines of the Hakos from Mishle Yud Dalet. Chof Nusash and Bonsa Deisa. The Izeles, the Odeho Teharsenu. So sometimes the wife saves the husband, and sometimes the wife can cause other destruction to the husband. Sometimes the wife has a good Ashpon, the husband sometimes a bad Ashpon, and then the Gemara has another Zod. It's saying in the reverse direction, sometimes the husband has a wonderful hashpah on his wife, and sometimes one the husband has a terrible hashpah on his wife. They're married together, so either one is going to have hashpah on the other is going to have hashpah on him. So the Gemara says, look at Om Den Pelet. There's four lines from the bottom of Kuf Tes and Bay. So the Gemara has a tradition, Om Den Pelet, Isto he see lost his wife says to him, she said to her husband, what are you going to gain out of getting involved in this machloikah? She said, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to win the machloikah. He's going to be coupled to Moshe Rabbeinu. Koyach is going to be coupled to her. You're not going to be a big macher anyway. So what do you have to stick your neck out for? So don't go back. Don't get involved in machloikah. He says, I can't back out now. I already promised Koyach that I'm going to go with him. I'm going to go for the fight. So he says, it's okay. The wife says, I'll take care of you. So she gives him a drink. She shikas him on. The woman says, the last line, Ashkise chamra ve'adise. She gave him so much wine to drink, he fell asleep. Vagnisa he got voice. And she hadn't go to sleep inside. And then she says, I'm going to show you. These people are making machlokes in Moshe Rabbeinu, but they are frum. Koyrach Ladasa, they're very frum. All the people, if they're going to see a kutza, if they're going to see a woman with her own hair, they're all going to run away. So that's going to be how she's going to save her husband. So she uncovered her hair, she's half undressed, and she sits in front of the tent. And when the shluchim kept on coming to say they need only the pellets to participate in the machlokes, she saw the woman wasn't dressed properly. She didn't probably half undressed also with the hair also. Everybody ran away because she knew Kodai the Kulim Kadoshim. They were all frumly eaten. They're not going to stand by. So that's what the Gemara says. Called the Otto, the top line of Kufiyot, whoever came, Chazio saw her that she's not dressed properly. Hoda, so they ran away. And then, by the time her husband woke up from the being shikur, so Adas Karach was already off the face of the earth. They had already disappeared. So he missed all of the excitement. And then the Gemara says, on the other hand, he said the Karach, on the second line the Gemara says, the wife of Karach was the one who wound him up and who made him a sugar to make the whole machlokes. She apparently didn't believe in Torah Min HaShamayim. She thought only Aseret HaDibros was Min HaShamayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu is making everything up. So she tells her husband, this guy, Moshe Rabbeinu, he's making a lot of trouble. He says we all have to book for him, he has to be Torah Mitzachar, he's the Melech, he makes his brothers into the Tengodl, and then he makes the rest of the family, he makes them to Sigani Kuhuna, and he doesn't give everybody else any Kibbutzim. And he says, if you have a little chum, you gotta give it to the Quran. If you have mice, you gotta give it to the Levim. He's taking away everybody, everything. And then he wants to make fun of all of the Levim. He takes them all, he tells all the other things, they should shave off their hair. They should look like idiots. They shave off all the hair. He looks like a Meshuggah. So he wants to make fun of everybody. So Korach starts to defend Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, but Moshe Rabbeinu is also a lady. He says that everybody has to shave off their hair. He's listening also to the Levim. He's not just telling us that we should shave our hair. He has to shave off them and says, yeah, because he's gonna come out winning at the end. So he'll go, make himself look stupid now, a little bit, in order that he should get all the cover in the end. But you're not, Thomas Nashim Christian, right? But in the end, he's gonna get the cover, not you. So she's making such an attack against Moshe Rabbeinu, so the Gemara had a tradition that she wound up her husband Sarah, and that's how he lost his life. So the Gemara says that, you have to be careful whom you marry. If you marry the right girl, she can put you on the right track. Marry the wrong girl, she can put you on the wrong track. And the same thing, the girl has to be careful whom she marries. Her husband may have a hashpah that tells all the rule on the wife. Then the Gemara says, Vayishma Moshe is also a famous agarata. Vayishma Moshe, Vayipal Alpana, Mashma Shoma. The Gemara says he heard that they were choshed him to Eshitish. They were choshed Moshe Rabbeinu of the wildest things in the world. He quoted the name of Rav Chaim, who was a Galician, a Rav. He was a Rav in Dnebra. He was the grandfather of Rabbi Rabinowitz. I think that was also Rabinowitz. Yeah, he was a Rav in Lutz. But he was running away from they wanted to draft him into the Russian army. So he was hiding from the government. He didn't want to. So he was hiding by Rav Chaim. Talking about time, ran away from Gavitsi, the idea they shouldn't catch him. In the basement for a year and a half, or 2.5 years or something. He's a teenager, he learned Tega. Nichon from Abchaim there. So he says, on one occasion he witnessed a din Torah. So, going on, there was feeding each other, the Baladim was feeding and cursing. And then one of the Dayanim told one of the Baladim to calm down. So he started cursing the Dayan. One of the Baladim cursed the Dayan. And then the Dayan starts to zibalize the Baladim. What kind of a chutzpi, how he talks to a rab like that? And it was wild, it was going out of hand. So Abchaim said, okay, let's have a break now, we'll reconvene tomorrow. Then when most of the people went away, Rav Chaim said over, it says in Parshas Va'era, Va'isaveimah b'nei Yisrov al-Tar Melech Mitzrayim, both these b'nei Yisrov and the Melech Mitzrayim, Rashi quotes them in the Chilchah, Va'isaveimah b'nei Yisrael, to be Sovel b'nei Yisrael, it's a tzivui that's given to the Manhidim of Klal Yisrael and to the Dayanim and to the Rabbanim, that they have to take the Zayonis that the Balabatim give them. The Balabatim have a din they're supposed to act like mentioned. That's to their people. But the Rabbanim are not supposed to tell the Balabatim that you're not acting properly. But the Rabbanim have an obligation to be saved of all the genus in the Balabatim. Rav Chaim said, why does the Gemara give over here this tradition that the Rechoshit Moshe Rabbeinu Be'eshesish, and the Medrash apparently adds on more, many, many more things that the Rechoshit Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the significance of recording this for posterity that everybody should know 3,000 years later what they were choshed Moshe Rabbeinu for? So he says, no, it's Negev Lahalacha, because we have to be, the Rabbanim and the Dayanim have to be sovel from the Balabatim, even if the Balabatim will be choshed the Rabbanim, then she sees, etc., etc. So that's what the Rabbanim from called Moshe Rabbeinu, by Sabeinu, or B'nai Yisrael. You have to be sovel this. And the Gemara is giving us the tradition, what the Rabbanim, to what extent do the Rabbanim have to be sovel? Even if the Balabatim say that the rabbi is having an affair with an atheist and everything, the Rabbanim are not supposed to box back that the Balabatim. They have to be civil and they have to try to straighten it out, they have to try to defend themselves. So they shouldn't take the comma from the Balabatim because they're choshed him, even though it's the shekel. Then the more comments on the pasuk, "V'liyis yikorech v'chaldosan." The pasuk shot in the pasuk is that they should take the machzot ha'nechoshes, the irakim, they made people on mizbeach in order that it should be a zecher l'dover. Everybody should remember the incident of Korach, that it should never happen again. "V'liyis yikorech v'chaldosan." So the pasuk, "V'liyis yikorech v'chaldosan," is in the sinas tam for that people. They were given a special din to make a tikkun lamizbeach from the nechoshes. So the Gemara gives an additional level of interpretation. Omar Rav, kol amachzik b'machlokes oiva b'lav. Yitzkorach b'chadot is an eitzim. Not that it's in the scene of tam. The first shot in the passage is that it's not Aloy says it. That's the tam for the din of making a tikkun lamizbeach, that this should be remembered. The story of Korach should be remembered. L'yom le'alamim, that no one should cause machlokes. The Gemara suggests maybe it's counted as Aloy says. Then the Gemara is saying how chomer it was, the sin of Korach, that it is ticking on Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara has on the first white line, Omer Abchis, who called a chelak al dabba, want to make some achlokes against his Rebbe, is considered so severe, kilo chelak al ashchina. Then kaloitem merivim rabba is also kaloitem merivim ashchina. Kolam mitraim al rabbitim mitraim al ashchina. Kolam arach al rabbitim arach al ashchina. Because Moshe Rabbeinu can Moshe Shemak. The person is supposed to have such respect for the Rebbe mover, like you have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was Rabbi Muvik over here. Same as our Gadishah. Then the Gemara finds it difficult when Moshe Rabbeinu is in Spalas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nidriya Yivra Hashem, Ufot Tesol Hadoma Estiyon. 6 lines from the bottom. Rashi Hachum is close to this medicine. What do you mean? In Bria, Yivra Hashem, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a nation, Nidriya to make a Bria. Fatus of Adam is Tia. They took in the post again, Kochodis Tachas Hashemis. But it's not going to make a nace like that. It's a nace, Yesh Neyanish, and make a Bria. The Gemara says, no, the Kruvi Tishko, there is a Tishko Shel Gehenna. So Moshe Rabbeinu just said, is asking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tishko Shel Gehenna, if it's here in Bria, if it's here some Shashis, Nate Rashis, Tarashi, Achom is quoting the message. If the Tishko Shel Gehenna is here, so let it open up now. And if it's not here, it can move over. But it's not asking, it's not the same as asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a whole new to make a whole new Pesach for Gehenna. The Gemara has the famous Agada say, Rabbi Baba Honam, the Gemara says in Bolivar, in the beginning of the Rida, I think. The Gemara has a whole Agada say, Rabbi Baba Honam was traveling in the Midbun, the Tyre. The Arab was showing him all the different sites. The Gemara here has the one part about the Blue Eterach, that his tour guide tells him, I'll show you the location for the Blue Eterach, where Kerach Vadosa is, and I'm using the Gemara. So he takes the spear, the Arab is riding on a horse, he takes the spear and he puts some, what did he put? Some wool, I think. Shokal Givaba Dimra. He took a little bit of tzemer and he soaked it in water and he put it on the spear and he held the spear on top of these two open cracks in the ground. And the thing started to thin, he started to burn. He said that's the Ash of Gehenna, and this is the Kerach Vadosa, was swallowed up. And then the Arabs, the Taya, the Utaya, tells Rabbi Baba Hona, put your ear down and listen to, what do you hear? And he says, he hears them singing out, Rosh Hashanah to Sarata Emer, Ba'anachna Badon. So he says, that's correct, every 30 days, if you come here, you hear this voice, every 30 days, there's stirring them in Gehenna. You see them stirring like a person stirs a pot that you should cook well. So these blue Kerach are stirred up in Gehenna. Every 38 days, you hear them when they're on the top of the Gehenna, so you hear them singing out, Moshe Amos, Moshe Amos, Van Achman Badoy. The Marsha has a famous kasha. Marsha Baba Basa, I think, has this kasha. It's not over. I don't think it's over here. There's no thing. Marsha has a kasha. There is a Gemara in Erezim, but the Gemara can be showing, I feel like this kasha again, and maybe I'm going to be sugar. The Rishon are very consistent. They never do sugar. How can it be over here? They say Moshe Amos is for us, and it's not nothing about doing. So the Mashur has one territory gives is Chiddush in Tishkosh of Gehenna and into Gehenna. Our Tishkosh of Gehenna, they don't get the Shura. Here they already are in Gehenna, so here it's already time to do Shura. The Pashas is that the Gemara in Erezim, where that memory appears, I feel our Tishkosh of Gehenna and Chiddush in Shura. Gemara in Erezim draws a distinction between the Rishay Umasolim and Rishay Yisroel. Gemara says that memory, I feel our Tishkosh of Gehenna and Chiddush in Shura, was given on by Elisha Yom HaSoylem. Elisha Yisrael had dozens of lines. I remember an interesting incident. One summer I was running Erezim with some chaverim of mine. We were running in the mountains, and that was the summer that they had the whole scandal with Nixon, the whole Nixon affair. And Nixon was going to be on television that night to speak to the nation, to say whether he's innocent or guilty, whether he's innocent. We were discussing, are they going to impeach him or not? So they asked us, the other people in the Bhagavad Gita asked us, are we going to learn tonight? Are we going to watch the president speak? So he said, we'll learn, and you'll tell us later on what the president said. So yes, we finished learning Punk, there hardly any Agadate in Erevin. So Punk is, I think, the beginning of the second paragraph in Erevin. So this Agadate is about Yishe Yom Yisraelim and about Yishe Yisrael. Yishe Yom Yisraelim, I feel a peace for you, okay, and I'm going to have you too. So yes, so we learned. So then the rest of the people in the bungalow come, they're all Tamil Chacham, all fine people. So they came and they said, guess what the president said. So he said, based on the Gemara, he said he's innocent. He said, that's right. He denied, and he said, your president is not a crook. No, or something like that. He said, he's not guilty. He didn't do anything wrong. So he said, that's what it says in the Gemara, that we learned tonight. Then he's going to say, Yeshi Yom Yisraelim, Afil Atei Chos Zem, Menachai Yishu. There's a famous verse from the Dudna Magur, not the Pasha Shat in the Gemara. He says that they never did sugar. They said, Moshe Emes is Sarasa Emes, but who are we? We are liars. So whatever we said is not true. He gave a whole muscle. But the Pasha Shat in the Gemara doesn't mean like that. Pasha Shat like the Masha took it, that they are chosen the sugar. It's because Vishi Yisrael are chosen the sugar. And because it's already in Gehenna, that's why they're chosen the sugar. Then the Gemara has the machlokes of Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had a machlokes about Adas Korach, where the Imam Chayot Olam Abba machlokes of Akiva Rabbi Lezer. Then he has another machlokes of Akiva and Rabbi Lezer about. I don't know. The Mishnah records the Akiva's opinion. We don't know the Chayot Olam. I don't know. It has the whole machlokes. Yeah. I don't know. The Mishnah has a machlokes. Yeah. I don't know. It's based on teaching. The Kiva here also is very machna. The Kiva says that the Dora Mutvarein am Chayt Alam Abba. The Nivata Biyat is Nivoyna Al Melechotu. But if I'm poor, they're not going to go to Alam Abba. Unless he says, what? That's not. I said, that's an Nivata Biyat. No, Nivata Biyat is a Chazrani Biyat. I was angry about things. I was angry when I took the Shavuot. So it doesn't count. What Trump have led us to say that he says in Lugo to Alam Abba? He says the person can kill him. Esbeli Hasidai Korse Gisi Ale Zoba. The Sanshlom says, gather together the Hasidim, those with whom I made the Brit. The Brit was made with the Eighth and the Shrine. So that's the Dora Midbar. So the person says, how can you say that the Dora Midbar is an Achel to Alam Abba? Those were the ones that the Sanshlom made the Brit with. What is it? The Kiva hold is that part of Esbeli Hasidai Korse Gisi? No, that goes on Rabbi Kiva Bahaveros. Kiva was alive, but then he was killed. So he said, goes on the Kedoshim, goes on after I was in Malchus, goes on Hanan Mishal Mazar, goes on other people. It doesn't necessarily go on the Dora Mubar. So that was the Machlokes. So the Gemara has an expression, Shopke Rebbe Kiva Lachasidutke. Usually Rebbe Kiva is the one who's Malamus Kut on everybody. He then goes backwards to Malamus Kut on everybody. Now we hear Rabbi Kiva in this ingenious with Rabbi Lezer, he's ready on two issues, on the Dora Mitzvah, on the Blue Etzera, he says, Fakir. Why exactly did they say, Shafter Rabbi Kiva Mechatzidus, and where do you see that Rabbi Kiva was more of a chosid, to give more people a break as far as Elam Abba, he was more makeable as far as Elam Abba? The Gemara finally asks later, after the next Mishnah, the Gemara asks, where did my Chatzidus say? About 15 lines from the bottom. He must be my chassidusi. Why do you say very strange? Why do you wait till 15 lines from the bottom? It's earlier. And the shaptan of the king of the chassidusi that writes 7 lines before the Mishnah and cooks you them a day. And then 15 lines from the bottom, the Mori asks my chassidusi. So there's more quotes Tosefta that there's a machlekes hatanon. Kitane b'nei lishin Yisrael. So they go to Olam Habo. They don't go to Olam Habo. So the king is the one who's made so that they do go to Olam Habo. And the other Tanoim are the ones who hold that they don't have Olam Abba. So the Kiva is usually the one who's giving more people. And the Gamliel is usually. So the Kiva is the one who's more lenient as far as Olam Abba and pulled over here by the Gemara Kamen, by the Dramidbon. And the other Kaira, the Shafke, the Chassidite, and the Gosaka, he's pushing more people into Gehenna. Less people are going to go to Olam Abba. They were sitting and talking about this Olam Habo. The Gemara has on Kuf Yud Aleph on the Aleph that there was a Shaila, there was a Machlek Zadiach and the Shlokas, they lived in Eretz Yisrael. There was a Machlek Zav Kahane and Rav in Bozal. How to read the Tosik in Yirmiya. The Lakati Yad Kanechad Meir Shnayim in Mishpapa. The Lord of Love, the Barisham is going to steer one person from the whole city and two people from the whole family. So the Shlokhi said, very strict, going to Chsavim. That's what it says and that's what it means. There's going to be such a slaughter, all the Rishonim are going to be killed and all the Tzaddikim are going to remain. It's going to be Echad B'nei Shnayim and Mishpacha. Rabbi Yochanan says, what kind of a way? Ramichal Eilem Arayu. The Rabbi Shlom is not happy that you say like that, that you eat Pshat and Yirmiya like that. Alachi Koma, Echad Meir Ma'azak is Kogul here. Kula, Shnayim and Mishpacha, Ma'azak and Kogul Mishpacha Kula. So this machlech of Yechon Yishlok is there. It's not what you see in the bubble between Rav Kana and Rav. The Rav also said to Rav Kana, what kind of talking bumpkin is over? Dr. Michal El Marayu, the Son Shalom is not pleased that you say such a pshat. Pshat is like Rav Yechon has said, Echad Miyam is Zaki Kolei Yekul, the Son Yishlok is Zaki Kolei Yishlok and Kul. So then, after they had this dispute, so Rav notices that Rav Kana is fixing his hair, combing his hair and he's putting everything in order. So he made a statement, Loshimotza Deret Achayim. He quotes the Pasuk in here. So he thought that he's telling him, you're not going to go to Olam Habo. They were talking about Olam Habo. Who gets to Olam Habo? So he says, what you give me a klala? I'm like, Mela Talaitis me? What, you just gave me a klala? I shouldn't go to Olam Habo? He said, no, that's not what I mean. I mean, a yeshiva guy is not supposed to fix his hair so much. Well, it's tight. It's a little too. Looking in the mirror, make sure they look good. He said, that's not proper. Lo timotze beretachai means, hochi kami alam. Lo timotze Torah b'nisha mechaya atmo alam. If a guy wants to be matzliach and learning, he has to be named as atmo ala Torah. He's going to be spending all of his time eating and drinking and grooming his hair and having his suit sent to the cleaner and everything has to be exactly so.
Once it's on the one hand, it's Talmud Chof Mishinim, so there's Avav Dik and Chai Dik, it has to be dressed nicely. You shouldn't go with dirty shoes, and you shouldn't be sloppy, you shouldn't be overweight, you should look decent. But to be so fancy, you have to have the latest style clothing and the latest style haircut and everything just exactly so. See, that's a little too much. See, that's what he wasn't giving them a curse. Look, he must have had Kaminakaja Tarmapo. He's just saying, Aben Perish shouldn't do these things. It's a little too much. Can you stop? Can you stop? The end of the Parshas Bishalach, the Chumash tells the story about the Mohammed Amolek. So the Pasuk says, Yor al Keshko, Mohammed Hashem Amolek, Midor Dor. So the Gemara says, Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Mechilta and from the Gemara. Why does it say Kesh and why does it say Ko? Because Ein Akit Hashalom says, Masha Amolek for Oilom. What do you mean, Ein Akit Hashalom? Kisi Hashem means the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means the Malchus, and Kisi HaMalchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch means that the Baruch Hu is in full control of everything. And when you have the problem of Tzadik V'Ra'lo, Rosh V'Tochlo, you get the mistaken impression as if the Baruch Hu is not in full control at all. If he's really in full, if he knows what's happening, he's in full control, why does he allow these things to happen? It's not to be understood. So that's why we say to Elu, Ein Akut HaShalom is if the Baruch Hu is not in full control. The truth of the matter is that he is in full control. But it appears. It appears as if the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is incomplete, that he's not in full control. When we recite the Kiddush Levana, so we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheimale Tegimus HaLevana V'liyu Bashum Biyu. So I remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu was one feeling at Rosh Hashanah in the Yeshiva in the Beis Medrash. So he said, from all the problems in the world, the Jews are only worried about the Tegimus HaLevana. There's so many real problems. Well, what do we have to be worried about the Tegimus HaLevana? So he said, no. He said that the Gimus Havana represents this problem of evil. Tzadik V'Ra'lo, Rosh V'Tovlo. What it means is that the Levana, Hatatayna, that the Levana, Gemara quotes the Medrash in Chulin, that summer. The Levana has a Tayna, she used to be Shnei Hamaret HaGdoilim, and then all of a sudden she was punished. What happened? All of a sudden, why is she punished? The truth of the matter is, Gemara tells you the whole story. But the Levana really wanted the Levana Shalom to make the sun smaller. So the Levana Shalom popped the Levana over the head. So there is a good reason why. But we don't see the reason. The Levana cries, in public cries, that the Baruch Hashem is not there, that why am I suffering? There's always a good explanation, but we don't see the explanation. So that's what the Baruch Hashem, the Gemara says in Chum and Daf Tama, that on the Shchedesh we bring the story of Hashem, so the Gemara has a Lashon, Havu Alai Kapara, Al Shemiyaki Tiyah Tareya. So then she said, what it means is, that the Baruch Hashem says, I can't explain it to you, why you have a Tzadik Arava Rosh Hashanah. It's not going to be no terrorist. It's not going to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there during the Holocaust and didn't do anything. We don't have anything with you. That's how we are like Kapar. Baruch Hashem says, I can't explain it. The Gemara says in Brachos, when Moshe Rabbeinu and Parshas Kisisa, after the Baruch Hashem got Tzadik V'Ra'lo, Rosh HaVetovlo, the Baruch Hashem answers, Reisa Tachara Efon Elo Yiro. What does that mean? It's a very strange question, very difficult question. Reisa Tachara. So some of them, unfortunately, explain what it means is when all of history will be unraveled and everything will come to the end, so looking back in retrospect, Nisa Tafairai will be able to see that everything was in Tayyibah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't ba'avala anybody, that there never was any Tzadik V'Ra'lo Rosh Hashanah. But in advance of all of history being unfolded, in advance, lo yiro, in advance, you can't understand it. It looks like the Tzadik V'Ra'lo Rosh Hashanah. The truth of the matter is, when take everything in full perspective and you look at all of history altogether, then we think that everything is totally over. That's how the Medrash says. By Yarakim is called Shuat, meaning it says New York, so the Medrash says, Tov New York, Jeham Ovis. That's how amazing. When you tell New York, Jeham Ovis, Ovis is usually a tragedy. Someone dies, it's a tragedy. What would be so terrible if you let the person live? But the Medrash says in the Medrash, Tov New York, if you look, by Yarakim is called Shuat. If you look at the whole Bria, everything from A to Z, the Tov Miyod includes mothers. Mothers is also Tov Miyod. Everything is Tov. We don't see it because we're not looking at everything altogether. But that's what the Medrash meant to say. If you look at everything altogether, so there is no Ra. And that's the Kavana the Gemara has in Masechet Tzachin, I think on Daf Memtes or Daf Nun. The Gemara says that, sometimes you say Daina Emes,
Sometimes you say, I'll tell you about Mesis. The bracha is decided according to what the perception is. The Gemara says, Kishem. The Mishnah says, the bracha is Kishem, Shemavacham ala Tzedekat, Mavacham ala Ra. The Gemara says, what do you mean? You say the same bracha? It's a different bracha. What do you mean, Kishem? You say, Kishem, Shemavacham on potatoes, Kat, Mavacham on filling. You say, bracha, Ashik, Mavacham, on your filling, this is Barthi Adama. You don't say Kishem just because you say a bracha. Kishem means you say the same bracha. The Gemara says, not the same bracha. If a tragedy occurs, you say dynamic. If a wonderful thing happens, they say it's Eivah Mason. So the Marcus says, the Nusach HaBrach HaBad is different. Because the perception is that this is a tragedy. The perception is that this is a wonderful thing. But Kishen means, the Kabul is the Simcha. That you're supposed to recite the Bracha of Dain HaEmes, the Simcha. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rabbeinu Yoina, and that's the Mora. And the Chabad quotes the whole explanation from the Rabbeinu Yoina. That even though it looks like a tragedy, but we're supposed to say Gamzu L'Toyva, like Nachum is Gamzu, all we said. It's supposed to have a munah that it's really the Torah. We shouldn't think that it's the law. The Gemara says, "Look, sometimes if you say Dino Emes, because the perception is that it's a tragedy, we're supposed to have a munah that it's the Torah. So when we have enough munah, we'll be able to say the Brach of the Simcha. But Boila Mabu, we'll never say Dino Emes. We'll always say Atzeres on Nesi, because the perception will be that everything is the Torah. In the Oila Mabu, everyone will be able to see. That's how the Mephoshim explained. Isa Sakhara, if all of history will be unraveled, everything will be developed and be able to take everything and understand everything in proper perspective. So the Kiddush HaLevi was no evil. Everything was really the Torah. So that's the Kavon and the Tosfos. The Yodal case holds man that you have a Moloch. A Moloch represents the problem of evil in the world. A Moloch represents the issue of Tzadik Ra'ala, Rosh HaVetolah. The Kosman, a Moloch is Kayon. That is, Kisei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein HaShalom Kiv HaYochah. The perception is, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in full control of everything. Truth and matter, he is in control, but it's not really the law. And law to love, it will be Kisei Hashem. Everything will be mold.
One more time, the announcement, next week is the field. We're starting at 7:45. There'll be a higher before. You're welcome to bring any older kids, 10, 11 years old,
Even though he said the Rebbeinu Shlom is not the Rebbe Shlom, but exactly that part of the kind of one is a clear clue. That's true.
Carbon Hager. I don't understand it fully. The last pickle from last year, the Carbon Hager. The Hager doesn't have to be after Carbon Hager. You don't have to bring your carbon. A Hager doesn't have to bring your carbon. It's a very schwer amice. Very schwer.
The finish of the other.
Come to question, the Gansing War increases.
All year long.
What? All year round, but once he goes to the Pesach, he don't have to bring you.
That's
a Shlomen. Pesach is a Shlomen. First of all, doesn't show the one creature, because the Eden brought a carbon Pesach. The one creature, the end gear, because it turns out Hasar's Domem is later. Is the poor Hasina, Olus and Shlomen, not the carbon Pesach.
Why do they need another carbon Pesach?
Yeah, you learn Hasar's Domem from the Olus and Shlomen later. It's a seed. The one is a Kedish Haket. It's a modern, very modern business person there.
It's a Meshach Chochmah has it.
Where
is it? Something you think? I don't know.
Mamash Faket and the Gemara in Kishu.
No, but they bring a lot of rice to it.
Where? I would like to see where it is. Faket, just everyone says you need a carbon. Why did you wait for Pesach and Pesach? It doesn't, something doesn't sound right.
Okay.
No, so where is it?
You have in the Chidushim al Asad, he has an Anat Nisnan Sofim, that the Gershom has got there.
With Ursa Mayev? That's Meshach Chochmah. Yeah, he has that shtickle?
Yeah, that's been right in the Meshach Chochmah, the Chidush I have after you.
On Al Ashad. I'll look it up.
I think Rabbi Menachem Zem also has Arichas Anis and Zer Avram. Also has Anis.
Hey, I'm talking.
Zer Avram is a letter. Everything is out of order, but it has an alphabetical index.
Okay, I'll try to look it up. Something is that the okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's a sign of it.
Yes, I get it in the Gemara also. The Gemara brings the right oilers, when Nari saw oilers is welcome.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
think I heard one thing about Rabbi Kavitsky. The Rebbe Shlomo would listen to all these discussions of what he wanted. He would have been the most unhappy man in the world.
Yeah. I don't know if I could ask Charlotte. Not now, I'm good, sure. Somebody did a job for me, an electrician job. Yeah. He charged me, he overcharged me. That's tremendous. And I'm afraid to pay him what he wants, because he didn't tell me beforehand.
He didn't pay yet?
He didn't tell me beforehand that I didn't pay him yet.
Don't pay. Don't pay the whole amount.
Just pay what I think is a fair price. Let's speak to your electrician.
Well, I'm down to a few electricians. What's he going to make?
It's unfortunate. He's a father of mine. That's why I
said that. You've got to make a decision whether you pay for the reason or not.
I told him, I said, his mom is just so outrageous that it's clear to him also. He started giving me a few. He couldn't really get out of it, but because he's in business, he has to make up his expenses. You know, he's probably having a hard time.
Yes, and mom think about it again, and it would be a reasonable rate.
But I'm not mysterious because I didn't ask him before.
If you didn't make up in advance, only pay pocket to the toilet. You only pay the lowest of the going rate, unless it's a fixed going rate, that's it, but it's not fixed.
Then I got 6 months.
So I drink more, and that's why I drink less. And you pay pocket for the problem. Better luck next time.
Ah, okay, there you
Mm-hmm. 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 M